Chapter 1. The Treasure House Within You. What, in your opinion, is the master secret of the ages? Atomic power? Thermonuclear energy? Interplanetary travel? No, not any of these. What, then, is the master secret? Where can one find it? And how can it be contacted and brought into action? The answer is extraordinarily simple. The secret is the marvelous, miracle-working power of your own subconscious mind. You can bring into your life more ability, more health, more wealth, and more happiness by learning to contact and release the hidden forces of your subconscious. As you follow the simple techniques in this book, you can gain the necessary knowledge and understanding to unlock your subconscious depths. Within them are infinite wisdom, infinite power, and infinite supply. Begin now to recognize these potentialities of your deeper mind, and they will take form in the world without. The infinite intelligence within your subconscious can reveal to you everything you need to know at every moment, provided you are open-minded and receptive. You can receive new thoughts and ideas, enabling you to bring forth new inventions, make new discoveries, or write plays and books. You can attract the ideal companion. You can acquire resources and wealth. You can move forward in abundance, security, joy, and dominion. It is your right to discover this inner world of thought. Its miracle-working powers and eternal laws of life existed before you were born, before any religion or church appeared, and before the world itself came into being. It is with these thoughts that I urge you in the following chapters to lay hold of this wonderful, magical, transforming power that is your subconscious mind. Chapter 2. How Your Mind Works. There are two levels of mind, conscious and subconscious. You think with your rational, conscious mind, and whatever you habitually think seeps down into your subconscious mind, which creates according to the nature of your thoughts. Once the subconscious mind accepts an idea, it begins to execute it. Your subconscious does not engage in proving whether your thoughts are good or bad, but responds according to the nature of your thoughts or suggestions. If you consciously assume something is true, even though it may be false, your subconscious will accept it and proceed to bring about results that must necessarily follow. Your conscious mind is the watchman at the gate. Its chief function is to protect your subconscious from false impressions. You now know one of the basic laws of mind. Your subconscious is amenable to suggestion. From infancy on, many of us have been given negative suggestions. Not knowing how to thwart them, we unconsciously accepted them. Here are some of the negative suggestions. You can't. You'll never amount to anything. You'll fail. You haven't got a chance. It's no use. It's not what you know, but who you know. You're too old now. And so on. If you look back, you can easily recall how parents, friends, relatives, teachers, and associates contributed to a campaign of negative suggestions. Study the things said to you, and you will discover that much of it was said to control you or instill fear in you. Check regularly on the negative suggestions that people make to you today. You do not have to be influenced by destructive suggestion. Never say, "I can't." Overcome fear of failure by substituting the following statement. I can do all things through the power of my subconscious mind. Never allow others to think for you. Choose your